Wilkins. I'm the co-founder of the New Zealand Distillery Company. So news started spreading a couple of weeks ago that one or two distilleries on the mainland were doing it, and then we looked at it, and it was quite straightforward. But we needed to get a Health Canada approval first, so we spent some time getting that, and we got that at the end of last week. And yes, our first batch has now sort of been made and all gone, so we're now working on the second batch.
So it's moving fast out the door.
We didn't even announce it, and it's sort of gone like wildfire, and yes, absolutely extraordinary.
So who are you providing the sanitizer for, Peter?
Well, at the moment, the first batch, the bulk of that went to the RCMP and a range of doctor's offices, pharmacies, and a lot of other sort of those on the front line, you know, fire brigades, I can't remember, loads.
Wow. And, I mean, the process to be able to change your production to hand sanitizer, how involved was that?
Well, in a sense, hand sanitizer is mostly alcohol, so we were strong on that front. The only other ingredients are glycol and hydrogen peroxide, and we just use the World Health Organization guidelines because we checked with Customs and Excise, who are part of CRA Canada, if we could sort of start producing hand sanitizer rather than just straight, rather more exciting spirits.
And now, are you still making your beverages as well?
Well, luckily, we've got a stock of those, and so we're not making them because we've got a stock of them. And we were installing a new still, a wonderful, lovely new still and columns right next to the ocean, and which should be up and running in 2 to 3 weeks, which will be very exciting.
And anything different there for the staffing, or are you still able to keep a full complement of staff out in Clark's Beach while you...
Yes, we've kept, I mean, we shut the tasting room and the shop down, and unfortunately, we were able to keep everybody on, mostly helping with the hand sanitizer and bottling that, but we're all sort of gearing up for the next stage of getting the stills up and running and making a lot more hand sanitizer.
When I first heard about some of the companies that have sort of switched productions, it almost sounds like we're in wartime or something like that. How do you feel about being able to do this?
Well, I mean, we're delighted to be able to help, you know, even in a small way, and it's a sort of a very obvious step. And so, you know, we'll produce as much as we possibly can to keep, keep the supply going and keep everybody as protected as possible.
And will you continue doing it until well, I guess, who knows how long, hey?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, we hope it will all finish quite soon, but then everybody else, I think, will become much more conscious of, you know, using hand sanitizer all the time. So at this stage, not that we know, and not that it's ever been a product we really thought we'd, you know, start using, but we will, I would guess, keep making it as long as people keep wanting it and using it.
Wow.
I know some of the local doctors and pharmacists have been really complimentary about it and said they really like the way it sort of dries and feels compared to the ones that they have been using. You know, so that's, you know, it's lovely to hear that it's actually being appreciated as well as needed.